Well, our live music Friday guests here today have been Stan and Ben. Stan Budzinski and Ben Hall recently represented Lansing in a competition in Memphis, the International Blues Competition, and we've heard them a few times here this morning. It's great to have you guys with us today. We appreciate it a lot. What are we? You're all set to perform another song. What are we going to hear here?
We're going to do one of my songs about living in a farmhouse called the Farmhouse Blues.
And you really live in a farmhouse?
Yes, my fourth farmhouse I've lived in, so I keep adding a verse every time I move. But
well, you were qualified to write this song.
Yes, I am.
Guess,
yeah.
Weren't you?
Seasoned veteran of the farmhouse environment.
Here is Stan and Ben on Current State's Live Music Friday.
Cupboard, and we're out of beer. The islands are calling me, gotta get on out of here. Yeah, the kitchen's so cold, baby, you could see your breath. We don't get heat soon, we'll die an early death. Yeah, woke up this morning, baby, with those fire. Chores are waiting, baby. I gotta pay my. Shore's waiting, baby. I gotta pay my dues.
Stan and Ben live in Studio S here on A Current State Live Music Friday. Their Facebook page describes their specialty as front porch blues, acoustic jams, tales of love, lust, travel, and fun.
And a farmhouse.
And a farmhouse with bats and groundhogs and yeah. all manner of varmints.
Yep.
And that was an original.
Yes, it was.
Spoken, written, first person, I take it. How much of your material is original? There's so many classics to choose from that you could probably also play. Do you manage to work the classics and originals into your show?
I'd say so. It's probably about 50-50.
About 50-50. Tell us about competing on the International Blues Challenge. You got to perform a couple of sets at Club 152 on Beale Street, the home of the blues. What happened?
Well, we had a great time. There's a lot of good competition down there. They had like close to 100 solo duo acts and around 175 bands. So they were all playing for two nights straight on Beale Street. We got to play on the third floor of the 152 Club, and I thought we did really well. We did all original material, and you know, we got a good response from the crowd, and some of the competitors came up and said they really liked us, so we felt pretty good about our performance down there.
What did that lead to anything else? I mean, are you going to be going back to this event? Or?
We did not move on to the next round, but we did, like I said, we got a lot of great feedback, and people...
Oh, it sounds like fun. It just sounds like fun, first and foremost,
right.
But then again, it's fun that might lead to it something else down the road.
So. Well, it's kind of a big networking event down there. You really need to take a lot of business cards, introduce yourself to a lot of people, even if you don't know them, and just kind of be proactive on that front. But we had some good success with that. Ben met some people that... You know, and I did too, that we'd never met from other countries, and record labels, recording studios, some of the more famous people like Sean Murphy and Geneva Magnus were down there and got to talk to them and see them perform too. So
we'll point out that Stan plays the guitar and Ben plays the harmonica here. Ben, you're known around town also as the coordinator of the Summer Solstice Jazz Festival in East Lansing. Mm-hmm. Talk to us. You've obviously have a life that involves music very, very intimately. Talk to us about your background as a musician.
Well, I've been, I guess, playing professionally since I was about 19. Started playing the harmonica about that time. I do a lot of blues and jazz stuff. That's kind of where my heart is. And
do you play jazz as well?
I do.
Okay.
Yep, my band is plays kind of 20s and 30s jazz and blues as well as original material.
Do you play another instrument in that group?
I have the ukulele. I also play that, and I play some washboard. I'm very much an amateur at that.
Very good. And Stan Budzinski, you've got a long, I guess I'm reading, you've played in upwards of 50 different bands?
Well, I haven't counted them all, but I think I should go back chronologically and see if I can remember how many. But I started in junior high with my brother and... The Peppermint Schnapps, that was our band, and you know, moved on from there. But
are you both Lansing natives, or where are you from?
Lansing. Yeah, I grew up in Hazlitt, and Ben.
Ben's, you're a Lansing guy. Have you recorded yet as a duo, or are there plans to record?
Well, we're gonna try and collaborate on some more originals, and then maybe put out a couple songs on Facebook and. Maybe do a full CD too. We're trying to coordinate our schedules right now. And
when you're out performing, who in the crowd tends to get into what you do? I mean, it's such an established sound, a sound with roots. Needless to say, do young people get into what you do? And Ben, you're a young guy, but I mean, do young people
Young-ish.
Get in? Yeah, sorry to leave
Younger.
You out of it, Stan.
That's all right.
Well, I think it appeals to everybody. I think that, you know, the ukulele is kind of, you know, hot right now, and that appeals to the younger folks as well as, you know, I kind of sing a little not your classic blues style, and that. that appeals to folks too, as well as they love to see the dobro. It's like a
shiny. That jumps out at you, that guitar.
Slide guitar.
We're going to have Stan and Ben play us out and wish everybody a great weekend. Thanks for being with us here today.
Thanks a lot, Mark.
Stan and Ben on Current State.
You got me peeping, you got me hiding, you got me peep, hide, hide, peep, any way you want me, let it roll. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You got me doing what you want, baby, what you want me to do. I'm going up, I'm going down, I'm going up, down, down, up, any way you want me, let it roll. You want me to do. Come on, Ben.